following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Everybody, and welcome to Turn 84 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast dedicated to the Blizzard game Hearthstone. And again, we are casual, oh so casual players just having fun. With me in the studio is... No, wait a minute, he's not. Okay, a moment of silence for our dear departed Micmac.
I close my
Marvel at his might.
Marvel. Wolverine.
No, it would be Thor. No, it's neither. Not that kind of Marvel.
Who's it?
Dr. Boom.
Because...
7 casting costs, 7/7, battle cry, summon 2/1/1 boom bots. Warning,
because...
bots may explode.
Boom. Bah. And the reason is...
Because I finally crafted that son of a bitch.
Haha. And what happened to me last week after the podcast?
Oh, you son of a... You opened your second Dr. Boom and turned them all to dust.
And?
Yes, and you got Mal'Ganis in the same pack as Dr. Boom?
Yeah, I am...
You're just too lucky.
I got two epics... I mean, not epics, two legendaries in one pack. I think I got a gold or something,
you
too.
You did.
Didn't
you got a gold card, too.
Yeah, it was a beautiful pack. It was amazing to see. And, yeah, I was like, seriously blown away. I just didn't think you can get two legendaries in one pack.
Well,
and
random
then
number
I dusted the
generator.
Poor guy.
Yeah, well, not like you could use two. So I have a theory.
Yes.
Why Blizzard won't support our show? Because they're secretly feeding you all of the loot.
Oh. Well, maybe. Just a little.
Except we can't officially support their show. We'll just send Blacklace all the
Prezzies.
Loot.
Yep. I still have dust enough to craft almost two legends at this point because I just can't settle on which one I want. So, yeah.
An epic today that I was able to dust. I call them packs of dust now. Because with the exception of that scenarios I got a few weeks back, all I get is dust, dust, dust.
I've gotten a couple of interesting cards lately. So we don't have a lot of new news. We have semi-new news that we announced last week that we can just expand upon.
There was no new news.
I knew, but our listeners may not have known that there was no new news, so we're telling them.
You don't
now.
Think they knew that there was no new news?
No new news? No, but there are new heroes, and you unlocked two of them.
I did. Immediately after the last show, I purchased Illyria and unlocked her and set her up as my default hunter. And that reminds me, I don't know what to do with Dr. Boom now that I have him, because I've been playing this Hunter, which is doesn't have anything in it that costs 7, so I'll figure something out with him eventually. And I actually beat a player who played Dr. Boom against me finally this week. That was satisfying.
Yeah, so, I'm sorry. Dr. Boom. I only got 400 dust for him.
Yeah, because when you disenchant a legendary, you get 400 dust, but you need 1600 to make one. Unless it's a golden. If it's a golden legendary, you get 1600 dust. So that's how I got, I don't remember, Van Cleef or one of the dragons or something, by getting rid of my golden Velen, because I knew I'd never use him. The only gold I've ever disenchanted.
Interesting.
That was early on. I really needed some legendaries.
I haven't disenchanted gold yet. I just can't do it. I always disenchant one of my two duplicates to golds, but never my golds.
I do that too.
So Illyria. Illyria.
Yep, so it's real cool. And if you recall, Micmac had said that he already had opened up Magni. So, you know, we each opened him up and we played it, and we actually, I think Xander's actually going to be streaming it, unless Micmac didn't send it to him. But we had a game where we played each other with the new heroes, and we were emoting left and right so that, you know, we could each see each other's stuff. And then later on in a week, since you gave me for Father's Day a $20 gift card towards Blizzard, I said, well, I'm not going to let that $10 sit there and pay for my WoW subscription. I bought Magni too.
So you got Magni and Illyria.
Yes.
You did not get
Medivh.
Yeah.
No, I don't want Medivh. I like Jaina.
Well, Medivh had something to say about that, though.
He did.
He did. He absolutely did.
I think I hear him now.
Medivh.
Hello. Medivh here. Myself and Edgar Allan Crowe just wanted to say how much we are looking forward to being your new mage hero. We can't wait to start fire-blasting face for you. Now I know some of you have reservations when it comes to the membership fees of joining Team Medivh. But let me assure you, it is money well spent! For with membership, you gain access to my potty castle and all that comes with it! Non-stop galas hosted by party rockers LMFAO! And for those more refined, we have operas at any time you wish, though the actors do tend to bite. For the sporting man, we have extreme human chess. And the studious, we have an extensive library. But please respect the librarian. And of course, my friend Sargeras will be stopping by, so hold on to your souls, ladies. And with bennies like those, you'd have to be crazy to stay with Plain Jane. I mean, have you seen her hair lately? I think all her sanity left with its color. Now, and they call me the crazy one.
Don't they, Crowe? Yes. How do I turn this off?
So a special thank you to Cheapatank for sending us that little ditty that he managed to get Medivh to chat on.
I can't figure out if that was like rock and roll, rap music, or a sports channel in the background. I don't know if they get TV in Karazhan.
I don't know. I don't know. But
there
for
you people who don't play World of Warcraft, Medivh is a character that features in the one of the
Karazhan.
Very first big raids after Classic
the
WoW.
The best raid ever.
Yeah, it was an awesome 10-man raid. It was Karazhan, and that's a castle in which belonged to Medivh. And so he was describing a lot of the encounters in there. And so we thought, since he took the time to do it, we'd take the time to play it and for your amusement. And that's it. There's just those three heroes now. What do you think will be next?
Paladin, priest, maid. No, paladin, priest, shaman.
You think they're going to give the priest love?
Oh, sure. They always give the priest love. They will absolutely give the priest love.
I don't think I'm going to buy any others. I think, you know, warrior and hunter, I'm fine with them. I got rid of Garrosh. I didn't want him. I got rid of Rexxar. I didn't want him.
So. Yeah, it all depends on who they come out with. I might buy the Hunter. I was saying last week I probably would, but I don't play the Hunter a lot. So let's see what happens when the Rogue and the Warlock and the Shaman come out, because those are my three mains. Okay, so pretty much there's the only other news, which is big news but old news, which isn't really old news. It's a week old, but that's old for us. Continuing news is the Tavern Brawl. Right now, as of today, Monday, it has already reset. And actually, if you click on Tavern Brawl in your little window, it'll pop up a little banner that says back in one day because you can't play it today.
So it's in the process of resetting.
Mm-hmm. Correct. But at least they tell you.
So they evicted Nefarian and Ragnaros, and they're waiting for the new tenants to move in.
And there are people who are very happy about that.
Yeah,
Read an email. Yeah,
there you go.
This is a very short email from Adam that is based on the newest, of course, the newest game, which is the Tavern Brawl, and it was Nefarian versus Ragnaros, and I'll get into that more in a moment. He says, "Hello, I started playing Tavern Brawl, and I think it's a great way to play, but Nefarian is way overpowered. Every game I've played, he has won easily." That's all he had to say.
Well, that sounds like a tweet that I put out last week. It's funny that we got the email after that tweet went out, because I don't think we were the only ones who agreed with this guy writing this letter.
No, there were other people who did actually take Ragnaros wins, but I've got to tell you, when I missed the first day of Tavern Brawl because my job just is like that. I get home late on some nights, and for good reason sometimes, but it was the next day that Autumn's Bane says to me, "Hey, did you play it?" And I'm like, "Oh crap, I forgot." So I played it. As soon as I logged in, I was Nefarian, and not a split second went by when my opponent conceded, boom, and I won my free pack and won my free game. And I immediately tweeted to Autumn's Bane that I had, won so quickly. And then after I played Ragnaros, I realized why.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yes, it is possible to deal and win with Ragnaros. Is it easy? No. But you have to get through the beatdown Nefarian sets for you and get towards endgame before you can turn it around and win with Ragnaros, and that's the challenge, is getting past him. So,
yeah,
what do
more
you
control.
Think? Do you want me to go through them first and tell everybody what they do?
Did you want to know my experience?
Absolutely.
So, first thing I get in, and I didn't go look anything up. By the time I played, I think it was already up on some of the big sites like Hearthhead or whatever, with all the decks laid out. Maybe even strategy guides, I don't know, but I didn't look. I just went in sight unseen and was surprised to see that it was Nefarian and Ragnaros. I'm like, okay, they put all that trouble into doing it for the thing we paid money for. Let's have them rehash it and give it to us again for free, which is a little cheesy shortcut, but makes good use of their resources. The better part is we actually get to play those characters instead of just be beaten by them or beat them eventually. But I got Ragnaros and okay, he's not so bad. And Nefarian is like, bam, bam, bam. He's casting spells at me. Like, how did he get that spell? He's got this amazing minion out in play already. Is like on turn one. And he just kicked my ass. And it reminded me of like a good face hunter going up against a bad protection warrior. It just knocked me out. So the second game, I log in and I get Ragnaros again. And I'm like, all right, maybe I can do it this time now that I have an inkling of what some of the cards are. And I actually played to the point where my Sulphuron was gone and I was hitting random things for 8, but he still beat me. So I said, well, third time's the charm. Let's try it a third time. I get Nefarian, and I kicked his ass. So I'm like, okay, I lost bad to Nefarian. I won easy with Nefarian. And then I get online and I see everybody talking about how Nefarian is overpowered. So we had this experience years ago with Magic the Gathering where they came out with these packages where there were two pre-made decks and it was meant to just buy the packs and they included cards from all the expansions and you got to play each other.
And it was a face-off.
And one deck always beat the other deck, or always is too harsh a word to, exaggerating. But most of the time, maybe 80% of the time, beat the other deck, unless there was a really superior player at the other end. That's what happened here. I mean, if you're a really good player playing Ragnaros, and you're playing a Nefarian that doesn't know the game that well, then you'll win. But I think if all things being equal, two players of equal skill, I think Nefarian's going to win 80% of the time, unless RNG screws it up. What do you think?
I agree. And I'm going to go over them in just a second and tell people who didn't maybe get to play Tavern Brawl the first week and unfortunately won't be able to now.
You think they'll recycle it?
I don't know. Maybe not. They don't tend to do that.
Do you think they'll give a free pack every week for your first win?
I would like to say I hope they do. For some reason, I'm thinking they're not going to, that they were just going to do it that one time. But they have to have some kind of incentive to get people playing this, or they're not going to really do it. I played it the first day. I saw what the little thing was about, tried both sides of it, and I didn't continue playing it at all. I just got right back into playing the regular stuff after that. I mean, I gave it a quick look, but if they want people to actually play it a lot, I think they have to give an incentive to do it.
Right,
so I would hope they would.
When you do the standalone adventures like Naxxramas or Black Rock, you get cards out of it. When you do Arena, you get cards, dust, gold. When you do quests, you get gold with which you could buy cards or Arena. So everything you do in this game gives you some kind of reward. I have to hope that the Brawl will continue to do so, or else people
will
do it once and never
Wednesday.
Do it again.
Yep, we'll find out
right,
on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Well, actually, it says
not
back
tomorrow?
In one day.
Yeah, I think it'll be tomorrow, not Wednesday.
But no, that's not when they do their releases, because United States servers are Wednesdays that they start. I am going to find that news article again. Why don't you talk a little more about what Nefarian did to you, and I will look that up.
I have nothing else to say about what Nefarian did to me.
What Nefarian did to you.
He kicked my ass just like he did in Black Rock against my own deck.
Okay. Well, the Hearthstone patch notes. Basically, it says the new features will open and close according to the following schedule each week. The Americas are Wednesday at 10 a.m. PDT. So it's not going to be tomorrow. It'll be Wednesday. So
I'm not sure why it says back in one day. Maybe they can't count.
Okay. And again, you have to be hero level 20 in order to even play Tavern Brawl. Just to let people know, you got to get your heroes up to 20.
Yeah. So if you're brand spanking new, forget it.
Can't do it yet. Start playing hardcore. Well, not hardcore, but a lot. All right. So basically, Nefarian, he comes out with a roaring 30 health. And 30 armor. And this is what got me. He comes out with 5 mana. So right away, he's got big, powerful creatures that he can cast first turn. And his hero power is called Wild Magic. For 2 mana, it adds a random spell that costs 0. So even if he doesn't have decent cards in his hand when he first comes out, he's got 5 mana. So he can cast his Wild Magic for 2 mana, and he gets a 0 casting cost spell in his hand anyway, which is from any of the heroes.
Yeah, he could get like a Pyroblast or any big duty heavy duty spell.
So he could do a 3 mana creature and a 0 casting cost, God knows what. I mean, it's just There's a lot of power there. So I
had
was
big minions
be...
that cost five, and I got them out the first turn when
and
I played Nefarian.
And then they all have this beautiful, you know, symmetry. Not symmetry. Give me my
synergy.
Word. Synergy between the two. I mean, they work off of each other. And of course, there's dragons building dragons. And if you have a dragon in your hand, it does this much more. And then it calls this drake if you hit it. And oh my god, it just very super powerful. Then there was poor little Ragnaros, and Ragnaros just wasn't as impressive. He had 60 health, so yeah, technically you have 30 health and 30 armor versus 60 health, almost the same thing. He comes out with his 60 health, only one mana. He comes out with a weapon equipped called Sulfurous. Now, Sulfurous is a 2-6 weapon, so you can use it 6 times for 2 points of damage each. Doesn't matter when the guy comes out with a 5-5 dragon, but anyway, it's a 2-6 with Death Rattle. The hero power after it, the Sulfurous weapon dies is called Die Insect. And what happens is it's 8 damage to a random enemy. So yeah, it can really smash something. But again, it's random. His normal hero power, when you get your 2 mana, is to summon a 5-1 Magma Ranger.
Magma.
So a Magma Rager comes out, 5-1. Nothing special about it except that it's a 5-1, so it can get pinged off pretty easy. So, yeah, after playing Nefarian and winning instantly, playing him again and just having a damn good time, and then getting Ragnaros and seeing how bad a time I had against Nefarian, now I understand why people were just going in and quitting the second they saw that they weren't Nefarian. He's really powerful. I think it was overbalanced. I think the seesaw was off.
Yeah.
Somebody was sitting at the top of the seesaw. Somebody had their butt in the dirt.
So was it fun for you? Did you enjoy it?
I did. But again, I only played like 2 or 3 games. And then I was like, okay, I've got my card. I've played a couple of games. I see what this can do. I want to go climb my ladder. And then I was off to do my quests and get my free cards.
So, do you think it's worth it to have this extra feature in the game? Do you think people will continue to play it?
I will.
Yeah.
It's fun just to try it out and see what it is. And I mean,
you'll do it every week.
I will do it every week. Absolutely. I think I probably will do it even if there aren't rewards. Will I do it more than 2 or 3 times? Probably not. But then again, they may surprise me.
Last for only like 5 days is a good thing, because one, you won't get sick of it, and two, that's your incentive to go in and play it, knowing it won't be there again. But I think they may hit a point where they start recycling. I could see 6 months from now them putting these in again. It's just...
I think they
are
have...
Are they really going to come up with a new adventure every single week?
I think they come up with a new card back every single month. So, yeah, I think
it's a lot of programming time.
It's a lot of talent. And the programming, some of the cards were normal cards. They just
some of those cards were BlackRock only, though. Some of those cards were cards that we don't get as players.
Right. But they were cards that were already developed for the game.
Correct.
So they were already there. All they had to do was put it into the whatever it is. I'm not a programmer. They just put the lines in with those cards and whatever, and then build decks and have it preset, and boom. So I can see them doing that. And
but
the,
you don't
their
think
decks
future,
are going to be preset.
You don't think future Tavern Brawls will only be BlackRock or Naxxramas?
No, I don't.
So
I don't. I think they might do a mage versus
time.
Mage. Yep, they do maybe. And they're going to do, I think they're going to make us, they're going to allow us to create our own decks, possibly with their cards, but giving us guidelines. I mean, the possibilities are endless for what they can do here. So, we shall see. We shall see.
We shall.
That is the info on the Tavern Brawl. We'll have more next week when we do our next Tavern Brawl. Unfortunately, we're a little bit backwards with it because we're going to be announcing it after it's over. That's just the way it is, because we do our casts on Monday nights and they open on Wednesday and close on
Sundays. We got to make the big announcement before everyone else.
Yes.
Hey guys, this is coming. And now we're going to be the last to tell you about what it was all about. So, yep. Oh well.
Yep. And you can tell me I told you so because, you know, they may do the Ragnaros and Nefarian thing again. Even Ringo thinks that they'll be back too in our chat room. So it may happen. They may come back. Or they may just do Ragnaros against somebody else too. And
we'll
keep
see.
The deck as it is. We shall see. And in that case, we may turn around and say, my God, Ragnaros was overpowered. But no, Nefarian was a blast at play, mostly because he was so damn overpowered. You were able to get out these huge minions with like a blink of the eye.
And you got to play spells from every class.
That's true. Yep, yep. If it lasted that long and somebody didn't concede the second they saw what was going on.
That's true. Well, I was playing pretty early after release, you know, right after the show. What was that like? 8 hours after release. So people hadn't started conceding. You didn't play until the following day.
Right.
Like 24 hours later. By then people had gotten the hang of it, you know, or heard the news.
That was a great way to win. Log in, boom, they concede and I win. I liked that, but...
No, I had to go through the whole grueling process. Three times.
No, it was fun playing Nefarian. I played Ragnaros twice and I lost horribly both times, so...
Well, at least I didn't have to play as often as I... when I faced Nefarian in Black Rock for the original solo play.
You'll never have to play that much against anything, I guess. All right, so we do have another email. We're going to move on a little bit. Hi there, Autumn's Bane and Blacklace. Sorry about the long email. I thought I'd share this little match I had this morning. And actually, I'm going to just preface this email with sometimes the emails can be very helpful to people. This one has all to do with making sure you know how to play your cards. Had a
or
little
that
time
you read
to spare.
The cards.
Right, that you read your cards. Had a little time to spare, so I thought, why not play a quick match with my mech mage? Jumped into a game with a warrior, then went on with me needing to clear his or her board before going face-to-face with some kinds of board control, whilst, of course, trying to get my mech minions out. I soon found this warrior was a shield build, always throwing shields on with hero power and shield-granting cards any chance they could get. I was having a hard time breaking through. By round 10 or 11, finally, I started making a bit of headway, whittling down the warrior's health bit by bit to 9. He retaliated with some reasonable minions, smashing my face until I was on 1 health. I had a good amount of mech minions on the board. He had fewer but more powerful. I did some quick calculations. All my minions going face was 9 damage. All my dragon's breath was good for another 5 damage. He had 9 health and a 5 shield. This warrior was going down. Moral of the story is I should have read my bloody cards. Previously, I had a soot spewer, which adds spell damage +1. I glanced at the dragon's breath early in the game and recorded in my mind it's good for 5 damage. Unfortunately, Sooty died not long after.
Because that was 4. Plus the 1.
Exactly.
Yep.
While Sooty died, he kept it in his mind that it was 5 when it was actually 4. His damage left him with 1 point health point. Didn't last much longer. And to add further insult to injury, if I had only used my reverse switch card on a minion, I would have been victorious. Cries into pillow. Cheers, Midget. So thank you, Midget, for that That's a great email. I'm sorry you lost, but I mean, it's a learning experience. And Anazine had a similar learning experience when he played
Mi'kmaq. It's the type of thing that happens. And, you know, people get angry when they see players wait until... I don't know why everybody calls it the rope. It's a fuse, not a rope. It's sizzling, and toward the end, boom. That's
a fuse. That looks like a rope.
It's not a rope.
It's
a fuse. Anyway, people get upset when somebody waits till the fuse every turn to play. And maybe those people are just making sure they're going to win by paying attention. And after the last show, Mi'kmaq and I, as I said earlier, sat down to play Magni against Illyria. And Mi'kmaq almost always beats me. He says, let's make these silly decks. And then he beats me with them. Or let's try our new good decks. And he beats me. But this time, I was using a Hunter deck I was doing quite well with, and even on the ladder, and he was using his, you know, 1 year in the making control warrior deck that's been tweaked 100 times, and so it's pretty near perfect. And I had him down to 6 health, and Black Lace was watching me. So he's down to 6 health, and in my hand, I have a kill command, no beasts, so it's just going to do 3. And I have, what's that other one that does 3 damage? Quick Shot. So, Quick Shot and Kill Command. So, I said, okay, I have just enough mana to play both. And I'm going to kill him. And Blacklist's like, yep, you've got the numbers. And I had to do it in that one turn, or else he would have come across next turn, because he had lethal on the board already. So, what do? I accidentally hit my steady shot when it's my turn, and then one of the other two cards, and then, oops, I don't have enough mana. I'm 1 point shy of beating him. I had the game in the bag. I would have beaten Micmac for the first time ever, and what happened?
But you hit steady shot.
I went too quickly. I was too hasty. Had I taken my time and just clicked on the cards the way I'd planned to, I would have beaten him. So, rushing can cost you the game. What is that saying? Haste makes waste. It's so true in this game. I have lost many games by rushing. And
oh, yeah.
Because you like to play fast. You play fast all
the
time. So I bet you've done the same.
Occasionally, I do. I mean, I'll sometimes close out and like, crap, I forgot to do something. Yeah, so sometimes I do. Not very often, but I do. I think everybody does. What drives me nuts is the people who wait for the fuse every single turn. It's like, really? I don't get that.
They're just double checking.
Yeah, I guess. Like I should be, but I don't.
Yeah, like so. I should have been last week.
All right, so more news. It's spring right now, but
it's summer now.
Is it the 21st? Oh,
as of Father's
today?
Day.
Oh,
or today.
Yes. Well, within the last 24 hours, it became summer, which means...
air conditioner?
Air conditioners. And summer tournaments.
Dun, dun, dun!
Summer 2015 tournament put on by Black Lace and Autumn Moon and a worthy opponent. We have dates. Get your little sketchy papers and pencils out.
Now, this will be, what, number 6, right?
Yeah.
Number 6.
Yeah, yeah. So, August 1st is the due date. We want all entries by August 1st because the tournament is officially announced August 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please remember with your emails to us saying that you want to join to include your battle tags. Last time, we had to chase people down for battle tags. We are not doing it this time. If you don't include your battle tag, you aren't getting into the tournament. Even if you've
What's
already been
we,
in tournaments.
Woman? What's this we had to hunt people down?
I am making an announcement.
Okay.
Go back to your corner and sit down for a minute, please. Thank you. So, remember to include your battle tag so Autumn's Vein doesn't hunt you down. I will hunt you down. Okay. Send it with your entry. As past games, it's going to be 2 out of 3 for the wins. There's no limit on what cards you can use. So even if they decide to surprise us with an expansion or something and they throw out new cards, any cards open up to and including August 1st can go in your decks. Limitless. Okay?
No, up until the day of the tournament.
Really?
Yes, because you don't have to send us your decks and you don't even have to send us the classes you're going to use anymore. All you have to do is send us an email and in the subject line put summer tournament. That's what you need to put. Summer tournament in the subject line. And please, if you're sending a letter for the show, don't say, and by the way, I want to be in the tournament. It has to be separate because the emails get routed to different folders for different purposes. So the only thing that should be in your email if you're interested is summer tournament in the subject line and the fact that you want to be in it and your battle tag. And please be careful of the battle tag. I've had people send me 3 different battle tag numbers. Just be sure you're sending me the right one. And then invite us as your friend. You don't have to wait to the day of the tournament.
Right.
Sometime prior to the tournament, send us a friends request. And now that they've doubled the size of the friends list, it should be a no-brainer for it. Now, anybody that's entered the past several tournaments are now on a mailing list. And one person after the tournament wrote me and said, can I get on your mailing list? I'm like, sure. And I put them on the mailing list. So the mailing list will go out with the official rules of the tournament and the dates and the times and all of that. And so anybody not listening to me now will eventually get that email and be able to know. We'll be using BattleFi again. Do not sign up at BattleFi. Do not sign up at BattleFi. Do not sign up for the tournament at BattleFi. Every time we have a tournament, somebody goes and, without contacting us, just enters themselves into the tournament. That's because I forgot to click a button, and I know where that button is now. So that shouldn't even allow you to do that again. But we will, of course, talk about this more in the future because it's not set up yet. And sometime in July, I'll probably be setting that up.
Right.
So, anything else you want to add about the tournament?
Only the normal that the winner gets to be a guest on our show.
Yes.
Because we can't give out actual stuff.
Right. We have no stuff to give out.
The best we can do.
We are just humble, poor, casual players with no means to give you big loots. But if you want to be on the show, that's a way you can make it happen.
Win. All right. I want to give a shout out. I have a shout out, and it's not actually Hearthstone related, but I'm just proud of my team. I want to give a shout out to the Raidy Brunch, which is our Warcraft raid team that we downed Black Hand this past Sunday. Very excited about that. We have finished all raid content before the patch, which
is a normal difficulty.
Yes, on normal difficulty. Well, we did a few heroics, but...
Right, but we didn't clear the dungeons on heroic.
We didn't clear heroic, but we've done a lot of heroic bosses. But we got Black Hand down, so I'm just proud of us all. Way to go, team. And that's going to give us a new segue into some Blizzard news that we're going to start, not really branching out, but there's more to Blizzard than Hearthstone. So we're going to, at the end of our shows, do a little bit of a cap on what's going on with Blizzard.
Especially since they all interweave with each other.
Exactly.
And before you go into what I think you're going to say, why was it important that we beat Black Hand this week?
Because tomorrow is the patch, and it's the big patch, and it's the patch that adds new raid content, making everything else obsolete.
That's right. 6.2 patch drops tomorrow in World of Warcraft with a ton new content, including Hellfire Citadel Raid and Tanan Jungle and all kinds of things, and naval battles, and you build ships to sail over to Tanan Jungle. And after being bored for about 3 months, except for raiding, we now have exciting stuff to do.
Correctamundo.
The finishing of the Legendary Quest, the ability to do achievements that will enable you to fly in Draenor eventually. So if you still haven't played World of Warcraft, the beginning of a patch is always a good time to do it because there's new exciting stuff to do. If you've taken a break from World of Warcraft because you were bored to tears, like you were in Tears of Orgrimmar, this is the week to come back.
This is the expansion to come back.
No, I meant...
Oh, I know what you mean, that this is the week because of the patch, but I mean, this expansion so much better than Pandaria. I liked Pandaria. I'm not slamming Pandaria, but this is just heads and tails above it.
It is.
So, more.
There's Hearthstone-related non-Hearthstone news.
Hearthstone-related in other stuff. There's Hearthstone-related in Heroes of the Storm. If you have won 100 games in Hearthstone, you can get a Hearthstone mount in Heroes of the Storm.
Yes, you can. And it has 3 different skins.
Mm-hmm. I have 2 of them.
You start out with the basic card back.
Which is the blue and gold.
Mm-hmm. And then the second one is what? The Pandaria one?
The Pandarian, which is the red and gold.
Yes, I have both of them. I haven't unlocked the third one, and after a thorough search of the internet, I cannot find out how I unlock it. Obviously, it must be some hero level or quest objective, but the third one, which is obviously the hardest one, makes sense because it is the legendary card back.
Right. So they've
and
got
it kind of moves like a flying carpet. It's, it's cute.
It's cute. I put my Moradin on it. You got a little dwarf flying around on a Hearthstone. Because, I mean, it's a dwarf. You go into the tavern and you're greeted by a dwarf. So, obviously, has to be a dwarf riding around on the Hearthstone card.
So you're sure it's not the innkeeper instead of Moradin?
Could be. Who knows?
That would be a nice skin for Moradin. The innkeeper. You could have like a mug of beer instead of a weapon.
Oh my god, that's awesome. You never know, they may just do it. So we've got the Hearthstone Mount in Heroes of the Storm. We also have, there's a new playing board in Hearthstone, but there's also going to be a new board in Heroes of the Storm that's from Diablo.
More crossover.
And actually, they're going to be bringing, the Crusader is coming, and so is the Butcher.
The Crusader is here.
Is she here?
Johanna?
I just thought she was still an ad. I don't look at them anymore because I'm not putting any money into them. I want to learn how to play the classes I've got right now.
No, Johanna's being played, and from everyone I've heard of that has played her, they love her. That she's just an awesome, unstoppable tank-type character.
Right.
And
so she's a Crusader.
There's some great videos at the Warcraft site, at the Heroes of the Storm site. One is Johanna, but apparently they had them for Kael'thas and Jaina and some of the others. So even if you haven't played Heroes of the Storm yet, you want to check it out. The videos are often a good hook to get you in. Check them out. They're kind of cute videos.
And actually, at the site where you can get the videos, they give you the option of alerting you through emails whenever a new video shows up. So I always get an email alert saying, hey, there's a new video for the Heroes of the Storm game. Butcher's coming out, but there's going to be a new map in Heroes of the Storm, which is based on Diablo's Heaven and Hell. So that should be coming out soon, too.
Yeah, and the Butcher, and I think you mentioned that, is going to be coming out at some point. But Heaven and Hell, that ought to be great. That's such a, you know, everybody knows Heaven versus Hell in real life, but anyone who's played Diablo for years and years through three different Diablo games, it's always about Heaven and Hell.
And it's just beautiful. The artwork is beautiful for it. I've seen the templates and I've seen some of the, I don't know whether it's beta testers or what have leaked it, but I've seen the map itself is really pretty. Anyway, any other things to talk about tonight?
No, I think we're done with news.
There's not new news, so it's hard to talk about stuff when there's not new news. But, oh, yes, I did want to mention, please send us emails, because as you can see, we do read the emails, and they are wonderful for sparking more conversation. So do send us emails and tell us about your plays of the week and fun stuff that has happened to you in Hearthstone, and we will try to read everybody's emails that apply. And secondly, I think people are afraid to send me their decks.
Why would they be afraid to send you their decks?
I don't know. Last week the chat room was saying they thought that maybe you would be jealous if I played with people's decks.
Well,
I know you're not a jealous person.
No. But something else we should mention. People are sending tweets asking if they can send their resumes to apply for Micmac's job. We're not going quite that far. We may have another co-host with us. In fact, we probably will at some point, which is why we had Micmac to begin with. We thought three people work better. But we're not going to be making big discussions about it.
Right.
We're talking to some options behind the scenes and thinking things over, but we don't want to rush into anything. And we're getting back to our roots. What was that?
He had big shoes.
He did. He had big shoes to fill. Yep. Enough about him. We're not talking about him anymore.
The brat who's going to listen to us when he's walking the dog again.
Yeah, no more talking about him.
So anyway, that is about the wrap-up of the show. Please, yes, I want to play with your decks, but I can't if you don't send them to me. So I had a promise in the chat room. Somebody's going to be sending me his deck, and I will play with that. And if I can't, I'm going to talk to Autumn's Bane about the card I'm missing. Maybe we can create it with Autumn's Bane, and either he will play with his deck, or I will play with his deck using Autumn's Bane deck, in case I'd be playing
no,
two people's decks.
I will, if you
That's
don't have
weird.
The cards, and I do, then I will do it.
Okay. But, yes, send us your decks, send us your emails, and as always, you can find us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can listen to us live at Holosuite Media on twitch.tv/Holosuite Media. You can email us at awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes. You can follow us on Facebook at AWO Hearthstone. You can listen to us on Stitcher Satellite Radio. You can find us on Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Holosuite Media and Xander, as always, for putting on the show and for the theme music provided by Awesome City Limits. I am Black Lace, and as always, happy to be here and happy hearthing.
Bye-bye, all. See you next week.
So quiet. Give me your decks.
That's not very nice. So, are we allowed to plug games from non-Blizzard sources?
Maybe.
This iPad game with the Marvel heroes is just using up all of my Hearthstone time.
Oh, yes. Anybody want likes the Marvel heroes, Wolverine, Spider-Man, etc., etc., and interested in a wicked cool iPhone, iPad game, send us an email. We'll tell you about it. It's fun.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.